About 200 people are walking around at the Plaza Santa Rosa de Viterbo in downtown Querétaro. Some are sitting on the patios of coffee shops and restaurants while kids extend their arms to catch water from the large fountain in the middle of the plaza. The sun is shining and the wind is blowing leaves off of some of the trees trimmed to perfection outlining the main square. Colonial-style Catholic churches are in every other corner, next to small boutiques and upscale restaurants that are competing with street vendors for hungry customers. Just minutes from downtown, new businesses are popping up. High-rise apartment buildings are under construction, and the largest shopping mall in Latin America is set to open in Querétaro soon. Querétaro is a city of about 1 million people, located 120 miles northwest of Mexico City. In the last decade, Querétaro has become a hub for the aerospace and automobile manufacturing industries. Arturo Herbert teaches economics and international commerce at several universities in Querétaro, including the prominent Tecnológico de Monterrey. Herbert is in the living room of his home in a gated community in Querétaro, while his wife and kids are getting ready in the morning. He says the city is attractive to American businesses for many reasons.
In terms of logistics, it's in the middle of the country, and it has access to the west, to the north, and obviously to the huge market of Mexico City. They're very close.
Herbert, a former university president who retired from the National Bank of Foreign Trade in Mexico, says General Electric, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz are just some of the big companies with factories and offices in Querétaro.
Certain food manufacturers are also very, very competitive here. There are many. Now it's information technologies, and this government is starting a biological sector. But everything starts with the availability of highly trained personnel. Otherwise, it's impossible to develop these new industries.
The Economist magazine recently reported that Mexican cities are graduating more engineers each year than the U.S. and Germany. Herbert says the abundance of high-skilled workers is one of the things that makes Mexico more beneficial to businesses than other countries with cheap labor like China.
So I can first talk about what makes
Mauricio Varela is an assistant professor of economics at the University of Arizona. Varela, like Herbert, says high-skilled workers in Querétaro are a draw for international companies, but in general, the benefits of doing business in Mexico are financial gains.
And there's many things that make it attractive to go to Mexico. It's cheap labor. Right, let's start off there. I mean, minimum wage there is $5 a day. Here, it's $7 an hour. That just says it all. It's also true that Mexico has a lot of qualified labor. The number of college graduates in Mexico is very large and has been growing a lot. And so that also helps, you know, firms that need technical skills, they can acquire it from Mexico, and not so much as they could from China or some other Asian country.
He says Querétaro's location is ideal for U.S. companies.
The other advantage it has is that there's a lot of infrastructure in Querétaro. It's very well connected in terms of road work to the rest of the country, and especially to all the northern sections of the country, which most of the manufacturing would be heading north.
This means producers in Mexico can be more flexible than China when it comes to changing orders on the fly. It takes days, not weeks, to get products from cities like Querétaro to the U.S. Herbert, the economist in Querétaro, says the city attracts American companies because their money gets them further, but also because of the benefits of living in Querétaro.
I have had a lot of conversations with professors from the United States and who are here being invited by the universities, and they say, first of all, there is this pool of young students motivated, but also the weather is really nice. So this place is really nice to live. It has all the amenities of a large city and not yet the troubles of a large city. So it's a very good place to live.
Herbert says with the many research institutes in Querétaro, there is also opportunity for joint research development.
And I think that's a huge possibility for everybody, because here we have a lot of researchers, highly trained, We know that research and development cost a lot of money, and it's obviously it can be done cheaper in Mexico. The capacity is there. I think that's a very well kept secret.
Mexico's new president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has said international trade is a top priority for his administration. Herbert says he expects Mexico to see an increase in foreign investment. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.